G'day everyone, and welcome back to the Seafood Industry Safety Initiative set of podcasts. This is your podcast host, Eric Perez, welcoming you back. And today we have another guest in series two of the podcast looking at the SeaSafe program. And by way of introduction, my guest today is currently the Chief Executive Officer of the Western Australian Fishing Industry Council, better known to us on the Eastern Seaboard as WAFIC, and is also the Chair of the Steering Committee for SeaSafe. And I welcome Alex Ogg to the podcast. How are you, Alex?
Good, Eric. Pleasure to be with you today. How are you doing?
Living the dream here in Brisbane. I've got a couple of questions for you around SeaSafe program. So I'll start with the first one being, why is WAFIC involved with SeaSafe, mate?
Well, thanks, Eric. And I'll just say, mate, it's great to be have a chance to discuss something other than COVID-19, which has been the focus of our world the last few weeks. To talk about WAFIC's involvement with SeaSafe, I need to make something perfectly clear, and it's not necessarily pretty. But commercial fishing as an industry has been viewed forever as inherently risky, and that's based on working in the unpredictable marine environment. And we see this risk reflected in the historic records of vessel sinkings and other incidents at sea, all of which lead to a rather unenviable track record in the industrial safety space, to say the least. Now, this isn't something that we should be proud of, but I guess over decades, fishers have developed an attitude or a certain amount of complacency around the risk of getting on a vessel and going out to sea to provide fish. But given this as a starting point, there's really a lot of room for improvement of practices and to shift that safety culture and mindset across our industry, more or less in the same way that the resource sectors had to do over recent decades. But we've got a fair job ahead of us in doing that. WAFIC, as a state-based agency, shares these concerns over vessel safety with our state and territory counterparts. And collectively, we've turned our head into that space to become safety advocates for this cultural change that's necessary. And by doing that, we're setting goals for improving both awareness across our members and reducing the long-term reportable incidents across our fishing fleets. So, Eric, that's a long-winded introduction to the question, but in answer to your question, raising awareness and targeting bespoke training, operational procedures, and checkpoints to help educate both new and existing crew members on our vessels to instill those safety practices, which reduce the risk of accidents over the longer term, is absolutely the name of the game for this project, Project SeaSafe. That explains WAFIC's interest as the project administrator, and my interest and involvement as the chair of the project steering committee. And its safety of sea is something that's been elevated to our national peak body, Seafood Industry Australia, as one of its primary objectives, and is part of that important pledge which was initiated last year. And that subject is to value our people, to look after them, and to keep them safe. So our involvement is clear demonstration of WAFIC support for both the project and the pledge, the SIA pledge, and it represents our genuine interest in improving safety performance in the fishing fleet, not just in WA, but across Australia.
That's a great introduction. So can I ask, just to unpack a bit more, what do you see from a WAFIC perspective is the value in SeaSafe for industry, mate? So you've made some connections to what we're doing at the national level, but let's look at it from a Western Australian point of view. What's in it for the WA fishing industry that then obviously would translate to the rest of the country?
Well, I guess, Eric, it's important to note that the concept for SeaSafe came from industry itself, and it came from industry in Western Australia in particular. That might have something to do with its success and the uptake in its early stages today. So funding for the project was initially pledged by industry members, and we saw very quickly FRDC answer the call and provide a larger bucket of funding and contributions to enable, you know, really an end-to-end solution for accessible safety training across the fishing industry in Western Australia. So the SeaSafe initiative, I think it's in its third year of a three-year project at the moment, and it follows closely on a number of tragic sinkings and accidents in recent years across our industry. And a number of those have regrettably resulted in multiple losses of life. So I guess if I had to crystallize one of the most important aspects of this project is that it asks fishers themselves to reflect on the question, what if you don't come home? And that's been a critical part of the campaign. And I guess the success of this initiative is in its ability to assist in changing that mindset of complacency over safety and overcome some of the stereotypes associated with a mindset-like regulatory approach. By internalizing that message across the individual fishers and to try to standardize and normalize the training procedures that are given to new and existing industry members across a company or a fishery.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense and why it's being driven the way that it's being driven. So thank you for that, Alex. So final question, how does WAFIC see SAFE evolving into the future?
Well, there's a couple of things that might influence that, Eric. First, I guess, is the continuation of the uptake of the C-SAFE initiative across broader swatches of industry. I guess my role in leading the steering committee is to try to provide the project manager, Steve Ayers, who's doing a brilliant job, both some oversight and some guidance and support, but most importantly, bringing industry perspective and knowledge to the table and using that perspective from industry to identify the training needs and identify fisheries or fishing groups that can benefit from this training. So Steve, in his own right, has been very proactive in developing his own market, but it's to do this on a national basis is going to take more time and effort and some more funding. So a major recent accomplishment we've seen is the agreement by the Western Rock Lobster Council to support C-SAFE. Now, rock lobster fishery here represents several hundred fishers along our WA coastline, a couple of hundred vessels, and is in WA, our largest fishery. And the council is now planning to make C-SAFE a training available to all of its skippers and members. And they're working closely with Steve to develop bespoke training modules to support that industry and their members. So they're looking at a number of fishery-specific modules, including safe handling of pots on deck, safe hauling practices, and a response when gear is fouled on the seabed, that sort of thing, including safe handling procedures for dangerous animals such as sea snakes. What we'd like to see is this type of fishery-wide approach and adoption roll across broad sectors and other jurisdictions around Australia. To do that, we'd like to see that continued support from our state and territory counterparts, the other seafood industry bodies, and also we're going to require another round of funding from FRDC, and there's a project extension proposal before the FRDC at the moment. We're very hopeful that they see the merit in continuing a funding to allow a transition. So it was never envisaged that C-SAFE would just remain as a project and then disappear. Again, this ultimate success is going to involve a transition to a self-perpetuating model under a fee-for-service type proposal. But to do that, it needs to be more widespread. It needs to gain that internal momentum so that it can be delivered across the majority of our industry.
Alex, appreciate your time and thank you for the background from a WAFIC perspective on what's happening with C-SAFE. And look, thank you for the work that you've been putting in. And for those listening, I've been speaking with Alex Ogg, CEO of WAFIC, and also the chair of the steering committee for C-SAFE. Alex, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Eric. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and I'll catch you all on the next podcast.